This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just got out of hand.
Robert Scott Bell.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these patterns?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Ah, now that I'm feeling young again, feel like reminiscing. I'm ready to go back in time and say, hey, what do you remember when you were a teenager? Do you remember those years? Do you have any memory of being a teenager, Super Don?
I have lots of memories of being a teenager. Yeah.
Great, because I don't think the teenagers of today are going to remember a dang thing. And there's a reason. There's a reason why. Lead story today as we kick off the Robert Scott Bell Show on GCN and naturalnewsradio.com. Abuse of sleep and anxiety drugs, a growing issue among teenagers, according to a new study. Here's where I'm reminiscing. Do I remember drugs in high school? I remember some of my friends, maybe a lot, maybe a fair amount. Most of them were a little bit of cannabis. I remember the term Quaalude at those times. I remember the term speed. We never had the methamphetamines. At least if it was speed, we weren't calling them meth or anything like that. Right. And, of course, I was on drugs. I was on loads of drugs, although all of the drugs I was on came because of the prescription pad from my many doctors. And I never thought for once about, I wonder if I could sneak some extra of those FDA-approved drugs into my system. It never occurred to me to do that. And as I said, everybody's different. Everybody walks a different path in life. Some people were interested in this kind of drug or that. I'm just, for me, I was not interested. I did drink alcohol. I did. I grew up in the South and we drank beer before. Well, there was a time when I was growing up where it wasn't a 21 age, minimum. It was 18. Remember when it was 18? Yeah.
Okay.
I'm old. That's what I remember. Not that you're 18 until your senior year, but that's what goes on. I'm just being very upfront about my background, my history. And we go out on the weekends. That's what we did. I'm not saying kids go out and do that. That's not my message. But I'm just telling you about my growing up. And I'm looking at this story here, and I'm saying, man, stuff has really changed. Not for the better. Because there's less abuse, apparently, of the street drug variety and more abuse of the FDA variety, but I don't think it's any better. In fact, I think it's much, much worse. Now, we have an audio clip from this story I want to listen to as well, because it's just, it's not that I'm so shocked to believe it, because I remember talking to Dr. King about this, and he said, because his son is in high school, and he heard about these parties where kids were going, to somebody's house when their parents were out of town. I mean, that's always happening. But in this case, they all brought the pills that their parents were on, dumped them in a big bowl, and these high schoolers were just grabbing pills out and just taking them. I didn't know what to say. I think that's really happening. That's like an after-school kids special, but on a zombie apocalypse level.
All right.
It's FDA-approved variety that's become the real problem here. So let's give a listen to this news report about this new and growing problem.
Researchers anonymously surveyed nearly 3,000 middle and high school students. They found students who had a current prescription for anti-anxiety or sleep medication were 10 times more likely to obtain these medications illegally and 3 times more likely to self-treat these problems with another person's medications than those who had never had a prescription. Students who had a prescription before the study were 12 times more likely to use another person's anti-anxiety prescription illegally.
Wow. What is that saying? You know, if I ask the question, where do kids learn to take drugs? I used to say, well, from their mom and dad, right? I learned it from you, Dad, right?
Right, right.
And they've used that as, the anti-drug messages of, smoking weed or something like that.
Yeah, right? And in those commercials, the one that you're referencing, that's exactly what it was. It was this kid smoking pot. It was the drug commercial that came from.
Now, if they were learning that, we wouldn't be having as big a problem as what they are learning from not only mom and dad, but in fact, the doctor, right? We were raised in a culture, at least I was, to worship the doctors. They were the gods on earth, in a sense, the demigods. They knew more than anybody, and if they said it, boy, dang, you better follow it, you better do what they say. If they write you a drug prescription, go fill it and take them all. And this is, and this study confirms that the kids are learning to take drugs and feeling good about them because the authority in our culture, the state-sanctioned priestcraft of the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, are prescribing these kids drugs, I should say.
Right.
What do they say? 10 times the rate, 3 times the rate to take it from somebody else illegally, 12 times if they've been prescribed, 12 times more likely to do this if they've been prescribed by their doctor prior than those who have not been. So once the doctors give the go-ahead, they assume it's fine. It's okay. So where did they learn to take drugs? I learned it from you, doctor. I hope you're feeling pretty proud of yourself. The teens taking drugs, learning it from FDA-approved medical doctors licensed by the state.
And do you see the stuff that these kids are being prescribed? I mean, we're not talking about, minor medications here. We're talking about things like
brutal.
Xanax and Valium and Clonopin.
Adderall.
These are major drugs that are making it out on the street. They're being sold on the street, and they're being snorted. They're being smoked. Believe it or not, you can smoke pills.
Wow.
This is the stuff that's going on with these things.
Now, here's the thing. I'm going to go to the next level of development, college age, all right, 18 to 21, and on average, all right? 1 in 5, 20% of them are now also abusing prescription drugs. Again, I'm going back now to college days. Again, I was for the first half of my freshman year, I was still drinking on the weekends, just for fun. And that was it. And after 6 months, there's a lot of things that happened in my life, and I just lost interest. That's when I stopped. I basically said, I'm not interested. But there was a lot of binge drinking, a lot of pill taking. Of course, there were wealthier kids in some of these universities, and they were doing higher level, let's say, street drugs. But I don't recall the abuse of prescription drugs even back then. This is back in the 1980s. But now we've got a new survey determining that 20% are abusing drugs. You know what I abused, and I didn't really abuse it, was what you love to do on a regular basis, coffee. I would drink coffee, but I would drink it when I had to cram for a test, when I had to stay away, because I would get real jittery. I couldn't tolerate it.
Yeah, yesterday's coffee has become today's energy drinks. That's like the thing that the kids are into. If they're not doing, quote, drugs,
right?
They're slamming the energy drinks to try and stay up.
Yeah, and I purposefully drank it black. I would not add cream or sugar or milk because I didn't want to get hooked on coffee even. That's how sensitive I was. But here's the report. If you think I'm making this up on college students, what are they abusing? Let's find out.
New research shows 20% of college students report abusing prescription stimulants.
The most commonly abused is Adderall. And then there's Ritalin.
And about 50% say they use it to improve academically.
More and more, it seems to be a normalized thing, that especially the youth in college that feel themselves under a lot of pressure to perform academically. A lot of them have to work on top of that, sometimes full time.
See, there's nothing new about that last part of it. I mean, I was working through college as well. We were under academic pressure as well. What did we resort to? Well, I resorted, as I said, occasionally coffee. But now it's, again, FDA-approved pharmaceutical drugs. 20% of them out there doing that. And we know how to address energy here on this show, on the Robert Scott Bell Show, without resorting to those things. Even the simple method of adding 100 micrograms of the GTF chromium 3 times a day, maybe a 4th time a day, if you're really burning the midnight oil, is going to do wonders for you college kids. So you won't have to resort to adrenal stimulation. We do have, of course, the adrenal burnout formulas and homeopathy. We've got Dr. Newsom and his Super Earth Energy. I mean, we can give you that buzz. We got adaptogens. There are so many ways you can go without resorting to the drugs, but of course the authority in our culture is still the white lab-coated medical doctors who have a prescription pad and they write out what you can take. And once you're in, you assume it's all good. And this is what we're seeing here with these kids that are learning to take drugs from the government. Your beloved liberal, get into your business government is drugging children, creating a nation of drug addicts. And it's just, I'll dare to say it's not necessary. If we had health freedom in America, if we had the freedom to know that there are other ways to go, to manage our health, to manage our energy, and that the companies that produce these things, and I'm not talking about the energy drinks loaded with caffeine now. I'm talking about the companies that are producing things that will just unleash the energy from within if they could speak freely about that. Some of these kids and college kids would go, yeah, you know, I might be interested in that instead. They might. I'm not saying everybody. But I'm just, you know, a nation of drug addicts we've got here. FDA-approved yeah. drug addicts.
Well, it's a problem. And, you know, like you were saying, it's over the last, I don't know, probably the last decade or so, we've seen this increasing where, as you were saying, the FDA-approved drugs are dwarfing the, you know, the illicit street drug situation, yeah. which is crazy.
And a lot of these are psychiatric drugs. I just added a story in there, Super Don. I don't know if you saw yeah. that on Natural News. Yeah. Are all psychiatric drugs too unsafe to take? And I want you to read
trick
this.
Question.
This is by right? Peter Bregan. This guy has been quoted by John Rappaport for many years in interviews. This guy knows his stuff. Psychiatric drugs more dangerous than you ever imagined. Read that article. And it's got links to Dr. Bregan's books, including Psychiatric Drug Withdrawal and his medical text, Brain Disabling Treatments in Psychiatry, Second Edition. And he references these newer atypical antipsychotic drugs like Risperdal and Zyprexa and Abilify, Seroquel. We've covered some of these.
There's some of those I've never even heard of.
This is the road to death, the road to rapid wow. Suicide, homicide, and yet our culture, drug culture, looks upon cannabis still as the danger. Cannabis is, you know, I'd like to say child's play, but you get what I'm saying, because what the children are playing with is much, much, much more dangerous. Hey, listen, we've got a great show tonight. We've got all kinds of things, including FDA menus. We got world records that have been set, one I'm not particularly happy about. GI drugs, you'll never believe what it's causing, what I've been saying for years, more confirmation that RSV is right. Hep B vaccines related to MS. We got the Heart of Healing. You got constipation. Stephen Ewer's got support to get you out of it. Also, another interview from ACAMP that was done with my good friend Paul Barrettiere. We're going to talk about sound healing. It's going to be awesome. Stick around. Tell your friends. The place for health, freedom, and healing liberty is right here.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns and the number 80.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Hey, if you're constipated like RSV was when he was a kid, stick around. Stephen Ewer's going to help you out. But right now, the FDA is here to save you from yourself. There's a new labeling law that is about to be put into practice. You will not be able to go to a restaurant unless that restaurant tells you how many calories are on each thing on the menu. I mean, so I've been waiting for this since I was a little baby. I was like, you know, I'm never going to go out to eat again until I know how many calories are in each
Happy
item.
Happy days are here right. again.
Yeah. Talk about a waste of money and a waste of time and just an absolute waste of you know, what do you want to call it? It's government waste. It's just, oh, gosh, man. You want to hear about what they're mandating here? I can't describe this.
The new labeling requirement is part of the Obamacare law. It took the FDA 4 years to finalize the rules because they have to cover so many different foods in so many shapes, sizes, and portions. Do you count the whole pizza or just the slice?
Oh, come on, man.
Gosh,
no intelligent life
to figure that one.
In evidence on planet Earth, particularly here in America. Obamacare to the rescue. We've got you covered. Labeling. In restaurants, in menus, now you know the caloric content. Because, you know, we all wanted that. It's like everywhere I would go, like if I was out this weekend and we went out to a restaurant, we went to the Market 17, a farm to table, then we went to the Organic Pizza Fusion, right?
Uh-huh.
And all I could hear were people saying, I'm not sure I want to eat here, honey, because there's no calories listed on the menu. I'm just not going to, you know. No, you never hear that. And how helpful is it considering that the calories don't equal the calories.
No.
I mean, that's what they like to say.
That's
all calories
the biggest
are the
scam.
Same.
That is it the is biggest scam. Huge scam. Thing. Yeah.
You, what's in the calories?
Right.
Is it loaded with toxic waste and heavy metals and pesticides and herbicides? What's in the calories? No, it's just a calorie. One calorie equals one calorie. Never mind the way your body interacts with the food. What kind of food is it? Is it a protein? Is it a fat? Is it a carbohydrate? Is it raised with antibiotics? No mention of that. But we needed it. We wanted it. It's for our own best interest. In the meantime, how did they sneak this into Obamacare? I mean, wasn't this going to... I mean, this was going to cost... It's going to bankrupt the country to label stuff, right? Remember? Isn't that... You've heard that argument.
I've heard that before, but that had nothing to do with calories. What was that about? That was... Oh, that's right. It was about GMO labels.
GMOs, that's right. We can't label something. It's too expensive. Oh, but you can label the calories because you want to know. Not like anybody I've ever met said, darn it, I just wish I knew how many calories were in that Twinkie.
And you know what? It's not. It's chain restaurants. Mm-hmm. It's even movie theaters. The movie theaters are going to have to put on the popcorn how many calories there are.
Dude, if you're eating food at movie theaters, nothing's going to help you. I'm sorry. It's not. There's not a label in the world that's going to help you.
If it says how many calories there are, then I'll feel better as I'm eating that popcorn.
Right. You'll feel real good sitting on your tushy watching a movie. Hey, what does Maggie Hamburg say? The Hamburglar. She must have something to say about this new labeling guideline, HHS, FDA, they're all on the same team.
I think consumers really do want more information about the food that they're eating, and this is responsive to that, industry has recognized that consumers want this information,
too. Industry has recognized what about the industry recognizes that people want to know if there's GMOs in their food?
No. They don't want that labeling. Why?
Not that labeling? Why not?
Why don't they want that labeling? Because if people see that on the label, they won't buy it. But if you put calories on the label, I would venture to say that probably the vast majority of people, if they look at something before they eat it or buy it and they see how many calories are on it, they're not going to care.
Exactly.
It's really not going to have
that's why the industry doesn't give a flip and they're for it. Oh, yeah, the industry recognizes that you want it. Do you? Well, you're going to get it, right? You're going to get the GMO foods that you don't want, but at least you'll know how many calories they carry as your body cannot metabolize them worth squat. And, of course, you're going to end up constipated, and then you're going to need to call the Robert Scott Bell Show and find out what to do. Or, well, Stephen Ewer will join us a little later, and he'll tell us. Also, we got some cool sound healing next hour. Really cool guy, Kida. I think he was from Japan. Paul Barricaro and I interviewed him at A-Camp last week or a couple of weeks ago, and we finally got time to air that interview. We got world records galore. One in particular I'm not pleased about. I don't know what's going on with all the world records suddenly. We'll find out. And you know, speaking of gastronomical and gastrointestinal, I've been saying for years that certain things were happening in the gut because of the drugs, certain infections. And it's another one of those things where Jerry Doyle likes to say, yep, RSV was right again. And we're going to reveal that on the other side of this break. If you want to be part of the show, feel free. Don't be bashful. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, robertscottbell.com. Say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors for making this message of healing liberty, health freedom, healing liberty possible. Just click on the banners. You know what to do. All right, back with GI drugs and what they're really doing to you. Plus, if you ever wondered how a vulture can eat what it eats, there's some bacteria there we got to talk about.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barricaro, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the hosts you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're such a wonderful crowd. We like the little tune for you. It's one of my personal favorites.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah.
Two Prilosec OTC Wildberries, the same frequent heartburn treatment as Prilosec OTC. Now with a fancy coat that gives you a burst of wildberry flavor. Now why make a flavored heartburn pill? Because this is the month.
What the heck was that? No, Larry the Cable Guy. No.
Larry the Cable Guy and Prilosec, right?
No, we do not take sponsorships from Big Pharma. I thought you knew that.
Oh, well, but it's an over-the-counter medicine. Oh, so you think because it's OTC, that's okay?
So
no.
It's better. Yeah, it's not as bad, right?
Did you listen to anything in the opening segment of the show, Superdoctor? Come on, man.
I'm sorry. I've just had a momentary lapse of reason.
Yeah, momentary lapse of sanity. Come on. If you're an idealistic teenager, and I'm speaking to a lot of idealistic teenagers that listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, I know. You can't change the world while you're on drugs. And I don't mean cannabis. That's not, you know what I'm talking about. And I'm not talking about getting out of an acute crisis. I'm talking about the chronic use of these drugs. Not only the psychiatric ones we talked about previously, but the gastrointestinal. Again, I speak from experience. I was on, we didn't have these proton pump inhibiting drugs when I was growing up. We basically had Alka-Seltzer and Rolaids and Tums. And, you know, sure, there was Tagamet. Tagamet, I think, was around for a long time. They tried to give that to people that had stomach ulcers. It blocked the stomach acid somehow. And then they came out with these PPIs that were just devastating. And again, I've been a homeopath doing homeopathic medicine for people to help them out for a long time, 20-plus years now. And back in the 90s, I had never heard of Clostridium difficile, C. diff infections. No one came to me. Robert, my doctor diagnosed me with a C. diff infection. Now, I heard H. pylori. That was already around. Helicobacter pylori and the relationship, they said, to stomach ulcers. But no one said, hey, I got C. diff. My doc said I have C. diff. That didn't happen until really the 2000s. Suddenly, I was seeing older people that were under the care of physicians, seniors mostly, nursing homes, hospital settings. Suddenly, they had this Clostridium difficile. I was like, what the hell is going on here? And, of course, start correlating that back to when they introduced the PPIs, the wonderful new category of drugs that would absolutely stop stomach acid production, like Prevacid, Protonix, Prilosec, and Nexium. Again, this is Larry the Cable Guy pumping out these proton pump inhibiting drugs.
Yeah, and I love it how it's just take one of these every day in the morning to keep yourself from getting heartburn.
Yeah, and you too
it's like
can
a daily drug.
Stop. Yeah, you too can stop digestion altogether and die of cancer or other deficiency diseases. This is, you know, these are the real direct effects. They don't even list the side effects. But now they're acknowledging in this new study, and we've got it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Check it out. Could popular heartburn drugs upset your good gut bugs? Right? Prilosec, Nexium, disrupting the makeup, and suddenly they acknowledge what I've been saying for a long time. C. diff infection, primarily caused by the cessation of production of stomach acid. You alter the pH of your stomach, you also alter the pH of other areas of your GI tract, which will now allow microbial life forms that could never grow there before to grow there. You don't even have to catch them. There's something called pleomorphism. Bacteria, life forms, they don't like being eradicated. So if you alter their terrain, they will express new DNA to live in that new terrain or environment. That is pleomorphism. So an H. pylori that could never live in the stomach suddenly can. A C. diff that can never cause a problem if it exists there in small quantities, suddenly it becomes an infection that is dangerous. And, you know, Maalox and Mylanta, I remember those too. They're listed in this. All of those I did. Of course, they were heavy in aluminum. It's a wonder that I don't have Alzheimer's already. So many heavy metals in me. They do. They list Clostridium difficile. Listen, I'm going to read this quote. Long-term use of proton pump inhibitors has been linked to infection with a germ called Clostridium difficile, which causes severe diarrhea. Researchers also connected the medication to vitamin deficiencies, bone fractures, and pneumonia, among other conditions. Come on. Why do you have to go anywhere else for your health in radio? Seriously, what have I been saying for years? This is one of those, like, I don't mean to be on the high horse, I told you so, because a lot of you listening, you're already with me on this. But I'm just so, your doctors don't know this. They can't read the literature. They can't communicate to you that maybe not a good idea to stop your stomach acid production because it could cause you to malabsorb. You won't be able to absorb the stuff. You have your vitamins can't get in. Suddenly now your bones become brittle and weak. You develop immune disorders, pneumonia, not because you caught it, but because you created it from within by blocking, stopping, ceasing the process of digestion. Did anybody stop, doctor, to think that that might not be a good idea? So those are the days when I look at this, I feel like we've been living in an insane asylum, and the doctors are the inmates, and they're running the place. and the people who worship them in government or in the liberal left intelligentsia or in the pseudo-conservative right, whatever, that they look at these institutions of higher degrees and they think they're actually learning stuff that makes sense. And it only makes sense if you're trying to weaken the population, control the population, ultimately reduce the population. And you thought it was just a drug for reflux. No, I got your New World Order. It's in a pill, and that pill is purple. And that's how they get you as teens. You see how this is building from childhood to teenagerdom to college age? We train these kids to take the drugs that the government approves, prescribed by those who are licensed by the government, the doctors. You don't ask questions. You take the drugs. Before you know it, you're hooked, and now you're taking more drugs, even the ones they didn't prescribe you. And then when you have a symptom, you're not producing enough stomach acid. You think you're producing too much because you have heartburn or GERD, gastroesophageal reflux disorder. You run and get the purple pill or an OTC version like it has become thanks to Larry the Cable Guy. And you're killing yourself. You're on a suicidal course to create diseases that you can't afford to treat because Obamacare will not be there for you. Not that it ever would have, but it's a fallacy to believe that it would, particularly for the diseases caused by the very doctors who would be covered by Obamacare. Talk about vultures.
Yes.
There's a study about vultures.
Great segue. There you go.
Yeah. Study about vultures. How is it that a vulture can swoop down on a decaying animal that has been dead for days, maybe longer? Flies everywhere, maggots everywhere, nasty stuff, and it can eat it and go, I'll have some more. Pass the ketchup. These birds' guts have evidently evolved, allowing them to consume what we call dangerous bacteria, according to the experts. Well, no, duh. I mean, they would keel over dead with every meal if they hadn't adapted to this. But what is it? Are those bad bacteria that would kill us their friends? Have they established a different kind of terrain in their gastrointestinal system than humans? I would say so. On average, the faces of vultures, the faces, had more than 500 different types of microorganisms, topped only by John McCain's face, which I don't know if he was studied on this one, but that was a separate study. I failed to mention to you before we went on the air, Superdome.
Okay.
76 in their guts. Only 76? That doesn't sound like a lot. But they're able to eat this, and the toxic bacteria actually break down the dead meat, as they call it. I don't know who's eating meat that's still alive. It's kind of a strange way to say it.
Boy, talking about paleo, man, that's hardcore.
That is hardcore. Do you remember that was one of the sayings we had? I'm just going back to high school. You're dead meat, right? If you were in trouble and somebody was mad at you. You're dead meat, right? Interesting. Interesting. Well, you know, this is the natural world. It's amazing how many gastrointestinal symptoms and systems there are out there. Similar, but different in their diversity, in their biodiversity, in that microbiome. And, you know, I still get calls every day. And usually the answer is the silver aloe protocol, right? Heal the gut, silver aloe protocol. Eradicate the dysbiosis, heal the gut. But say, occasionally I get calls from people that are so weak, you can talk to them and you can tell them the same thing 10 times in a row and they still won't get it. They'll ask you an 11th time. And they're not trying to be annoying, but their system has been so corrupted. They are so deficient. They have so much candida affecting the brain, causing a fogginess. They can't function. They live in fear. Their liver is toxic and not working. And you can tell them to heal their liver and then they're going to say, how do I do that? And some of them have been under the care of holistic healthcare providers. And I'm thinking, what kind of holistic healthcare provider looks at a patient like that and doesn't do something for their liver, if not a lot of somethings for their liver? And then I think about all the holistic healthcare providers that are just trying to sell you products. And of course, remember, sometimes people will accuse me of doing that. Oh, you just want people to buy products. Well, these are the things that I use. I don't personally sell them. But the people that take them, do it, apply it, they call back and they say thank you. And I say, you're welcome. And that's it. So simple. But a lot of people are looking for complex solutions where there aren't any. In fact, the complexity is in how they got the disease, the poisoning, under the care of their doctors. So the vultures can eat dead meat that is decaying with horrible things that would make every human that would try the same thing pretty darn sick. Now, some would argue if their gut ecology is so strong they could withstand a little bit of that, I might acknowledge that. But I haven't seen the human that could eat like a vulture and survive very long. Have you met someone like that, Superdome?
You know, some teenagers seem to go through a phase like that.
Yeah.
I had an iron constitution there for a while when I was
Well, I think the equivalent of humans that are like turkey vultures, they're eating Twinkies every day.
Okay.
And the dangerous things in there are not bacteria. They're the synthetic substances that kill the bacteria over time.
Right.
They weaken and devastate the immune system, the digestive system, the nervous system, the endocrine system, etc. And it doesn't happen all at once. It's slow, subtle accumulation. By the time you get there, you say, well, I don't know what the problem is. I've been eating this way the whole time. Why now? Right?
Right.
When you've weakened yourself to the point where you succumb. So what do? Heal the gut. Probiotics. Look to Dr. Newsom, the Super Earth Energy, the Digestive Detox. DRNUZUM.com. Dr. Newsom. Also, constipation. We're going to help clear that up with Stephen Hewer next hour. And a very special interview about the healing nature of sound and how you can tap into some technology that I think you're going to like. Paul Bertier joined me from ACAM to do that with Hida from Japan. Stick around. Lots more healing to go. World records all over the place. And Super Don, you're going to help me cover this next segment because I can't keep up with all the records that are happening, okay?
All right.
And one that I definitely don't like.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter.
and it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season, like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now through November 30th, get 3 months of GoFood storable food free when you buy a one-year supply. Get 6 weeks free with your purchase of a six-month supply and 3 weeks free with your purchase of a three-month supply. GoFoods are storable for 25 years, non-GMO, kosher certified, and quick fix. Call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's www.storefoodnow.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, special message for all the listeners that don't listen live. They listen tape delayed or in podcast form. If you ever want to follow up on any of the stories we cover in any given show, we typically will link them, a hot link, hyperlink, in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including the guests. If you want to learn more about guests or the things that they do or talk about, they're pretty much linked. A lot of times pictures will be hyperlinked. Just go there. It's worthwhile, and you can learn more that way. And we're going to get into that. But right now, world records. The Guinness Book of World Records, I remember, again, going back reminiscing when we were kids, Super Don, we actually would get the book. There was an actual book. It was before the Internet. We actually the book. We would go out and buy it, like a big, thick paperback.
Sure. With all
the, I remember reading that page after page, like the world's tallest. You know, you have the picture and with the world's small, shortest, where, you know. And it was really kind of a cool book. Now I'm thinking if they published it today, and maybe they do, it would have to be, you know, bigger than a phone book or 10, because there's so many more world records than there ever were.
It has expanded quite a bit over the years. You know, I am the first man to stand on 1 foot and hold a chocolate chip cookie in the middle of a river. Yay!
Right.
Yeah.
I know, and it just, I don't know. That's why I lost interest, obviously. But there are some cool things, like, you know, the Walenda family, they're still setting records of, like, tightrope walking and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but
stuff that when we grew up typically was something that you kind of just recognize as being a world record. But now, and I don't know what it is over the last week or so, it seems like everybody is trying to beat these world records like it's like some kind of time of the year when you're supposed to do it or something.
Right, open enrollment for new world records. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, we've got a record that was broken in Shanghai about the total number of people being served breakfast in bed in one room. In South Dakota, we had a world record pillow fight. The numbers, you know, total number of people involved in a pillow fight at the same time.
Okay.
In Maine, a college set a pie making world record.
It's pie making time. We're going to make organic pumpkin pies.
I can
kind
of go for that.
Yeah.
Now, this next
one.
I'm going to post. I'm going to post this particular one on the social media because you really got to see this. This is a world record of a truck jump stunt, and what they did is they had a Lotus F1 Formula race car.
Okay.
Was jumped by one of those big like race car tractor trailer trucks.
Yeah.
And is one of the coolest things I've seen in a really long time. So that was a world record that was done just recently, and in the wonderful land of Bangkok. They had a world record number of little kids dressed up as Santa's little helpers. okay. all in one spot together, and they did that world record. So, you know, kind of fun, kind of entertaining to see that stuff. But this next one, I think, is one that I think tops them all.
Yeah.
I think it gets the Robert Scott Bell prize of the day. In Ethiopia, they are going to try and set a world record for the total number of HIV tests done in one day. What do you think about that, Robert?
No. Ethiopia. Yeah. No. This is out of Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. No. I think they're eating too much sponge bread or something, because this is not good. This is not good. Did somebody tell them? Did anybody tell Ethiopia that those HIV tests are no good? That they don't actually test for HIV?
This coming December 1st, you know, is going to be World AIDS Day, which we have celebrated numerous times.
Yeah, yes. World AIDS Fraud Day. We've done some great shows on World AIDS Fraud Day. We'll have to reach out to see if we can do something special.
Believe it or not, they have a record for this that it was set in Argentina back in 2012, where they had 1,380 people were tested all in one day. So Ethiopia is going to try and best that by hitting 2,000 HIV tests in one day.
Yeah. Well, and it didn't improve since 2012 when they did it in Argentina. The tests suck just as bad
as
they always have. Yeah. The Ministry of Health says the tests would occur in the country's Gambela region, where 6.5% of the residents have HIV or AIDS. No, sorry. You can have immune deficiency, but they have not isolated it. The test doesn't test for it. Stop the lies. Stop the lies. You end AIDS when you end the HIV test, and then you start addressing the people. You address the people with what they really are suffering from. Yes, immune deficiency, but why? Dirty water. Yes, a lack of minerals. Too many drugs, too many vaccines. Poverty and all that results from it. Too many drugs. But no, they have to keep professing the lie that it's a retrovirus that they've never actually caught in the act of doing anything. And this is much like the Ebola test. The Ebola test doesn't test for Ebola. They can't determine that it's really Ebola, whatever they say it is. People are sick, yes. But reversing their illness is not about tracking down a phantom virus, retrovirus, or anything else. It's about restoring immunity and detoxifying these people and giving them what they need. What do they need? They need more of the Robert Scott Bell Show, and we got more of it coming up next hour. Reminding you that the power to heal is still yours. Back after the news.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.